Picture a giant chicken coop in the middle of a treeless island in the Gulf of Alaska. But the coop is really an old concrete Air Force radar tower. And instead of chickens, it holds black-legged kittiwakes. With a few tweaks, this dilapidated building has become one of the best outdoor bird observation platforms in the world. Federal biologist Scott Hatch has spent the last 15 years taking advantage of it, and he's uncovered a fascinating puzzle that could offer clues into the aging process. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
In 1986, a few kittiwakes started breeding on the old Air Force Tower on Middleton. United States Geological Survey biologist Scott Hatch saw possibility.
Looking at the building, this is a, kind of a cool situation where the birds are nesting on a building that you can go inside and potentially could be looking from the inside out at the birds.
Hatch removed literally tons of metal and other material from the building to make it a more inviting breeding site. Then he installed one-way mirrored glass so he can see out, but the birds can't see in. It's like a giant bird hotel with nearly 600 kittiwake suites. Inside the tower, it's noisy with the chatter of so many birds. Hatch took an audio recorder along for his first trip to Middleton this year in April.
These windows are really pretty remarkable. You can get to within inches of the birds you're observing. I like to tell people, sort of tongue-in-cheek, you can literally do smush faces on the window. My face is probably 8 inches or so from the bird. And so you get a real up-close and personal look at bird behavior on this tower.
When Hatch first started going to Middleton in the 1970s, the island was home to one of the largest kittiwake populations in the world. More than 150,000 birds nested on the island. Now the population is one-tenth of that, and Hatch says one curious fact about these kittiwakes is that they are terrible breeders. And by terrible, I mean really, really terrible.
Come to look at it in Alaska and found that kittiwakes had abject breeding failure. I mean, zero young produced in many colonies for many years. And Middleton Island was maybe the best, example of that.
That dismal breeding record has continued for decades, but a researcher studying black-legged kittiwake several decades ago in England found just the opposite. Those North Atlantic birds were producing at least one chick per breeding pair per year, and they had short lifespans, living about 10 years. Hatch realized the Alaskan kittiwakes were probably living longer.
And so I hypothesized reasonably enough that they must have very high survival as, to compensate, otherwise we should have been out of kittiwakes a long time ago.
It turned out to be true. The Alaskan kittiwakes live almost twice as long as their North Atlantic counterparts, about 20 years. Genetically, these birds are nearly identical, but they have very different lifespans. Much of Hatch's research since has been devoted to figuring out why the Alaskan birds are so different. Every summer, a team of international volunteers camps out in the island to study them. During the April visit, Hatch put GPS bands on several birds so he could track where they were feeding in the ocean.
All right. She looks pretty happy.
Yeah, cut off these things.
Well, you go do some nice feeding.
Ow!
Okay. Hatch thinks the bird's trouble raising young has to do with their diet, so he wants to know where they're getting their food and what they're eating.
Okay, goodbye. And now let's look for our next victim.
He also wants to know if feeding the kittiwakes makes a difference. So 15 years ago, he began offering fish to a group of the birds. It's an all-you-can-eat kind of arrangement. And this spring, the birds had healthy appetites.
Well, the bird in A24 has just eaten 7 fish. So that's, 150 grams or more. That's not a record. I think the record was 9 fish at one meal, and a daily record, I believe, was 16 or 19 fish, something like that. Bird probably ate easily its body weight in one day.
About 70 of the kittiwake pairs on the tower get this extra food. It's capelin, a small fish they find naturally in the ocean. Hatch says even though they can have as much as they want, the birds just use the free food as a supplement to their regular diet. That surprised him.
I expected we'd create a bunch of lazy kittiwakes that would essentially be completely on the dole year after year once they learned the drill that we're going to feed them whatever food they want, except at the nest, that they would become completely dependent on that and just sit around, not even bother to fly out. I'm being slightly facetious here, but only slightly. I mean, why, as a breeding animal, would you go to the trouble to go out in the ocean and fish a lot of, you know, expense energetically and possibly risking your own life when you can just sit around on the ledge at the tower and three times a day you're going to get all the food you can eat?
Hatch wondered if these well-fed kittiwakes would start to act more like North Atlantic kittiwakes. Would they raise more young? And after that, would their lifespan decrease? We'll have those answers in part two of the story tomorrow. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
To see a slideshow of the impressive Kittiwake Tower on Middleton Island and the work that goes on there, visit our new website, alaskapublic.org.